And we're back. Auto Influence here on Friday, April 12th, making our way through automotive news headlines for the second week of April, leading up to the highly anticipated 1-2 punch of Auto Shanghai and the New York International Auto Show. That said, grab a drink and a snack, get comfortable, hell, go to the bathroom if you have to, because this one might take a while. Just don't forget to wash your hands! Kicking things off, we have Ford, whose $11 billion global restructuring strategy has already fueled major shakeups in terms of the automaker's staffing, operational, and manufacturing footprint. In a statement, Ford CEO Jim Hackett stated, "In the past 2 years, we have tangible progress in improving the fitness of our business, overhauled our regional strategies, created a winning product portfolio, and are working to transform Ford to succeed in an era of profound change and disruption." Adding, "With this strong foundation in place for our auto and mobility businesses, we can now accelerate our transformation." And that transformation includes Hackett's distribution of control, now split between two of his lieutenants, as if signaling an inevitable battle for crowning of his eventual successor. With Joe Hinrichs named President of Automotive Operations and Jim Farley overseeing autonomy as President of New Business, Technology, and Strategy, it'll be interesting to see how things play out. And in regard to Ford's role in the future of autonomy, Hackett recently went on record to admit that Ford had, quote, "overestimated the arrival of full self-driving vehicles, calling the process complex." Despite years of competitor road testing and Tesla's intention of unveiling their first self-driving offering later this year. As explained by one of Ford's senior analysts, Ford's not trying to be first to market. Their goal is to have the right kind of business developed specifically for autonomous service, not an adaptation of an existing vehicle. Needless to say, it seems that Jim Farley will have his work cut out for him. But pulling ourselves back from the way forward machine, Ford has just issued a safety recall for 327,000 North American vehicles, including certain F-150s built between 2015 and 2019, and Super Duties built between 2017 and 2019. Stemming from a previous recall, Ford has announced that cable splice connectors to the engine block heater might have been damaged, increasing the risk of overheating, melting, and possibly fire. No injuries have been reported, but affected consumers can research their recall further using Ford Recall ID number 19511. With sales of the Bolt EV dropping by 1.35% during Q1 and the phase-out of federal tax credit entitlements effective April 1st, Chevy has addressed recent criticism by finally deciding to incentivize purchase of both the 2018 and 2019 Bolt EV. Combining the pre-existing offer of 0% financing for qualified buyers with a 15% discount rebate equivalent to as much as $6,500, they have certainly sweetened the proverbial pot. Extending well beyond the reach of last week's April Fool's Day, a number of publications and even dealers have been lending momentum to a claim that the New York International Auto Show will feature the unveiling of a Chevy Blazer SS. Claiming a twin-turbo V6 engine mated to a 10-speed automatic transmission, churning out 404 horsepower and 400 pound-foot of torque, and boasting a sportier design and suspension, there seemed to be a lot of excitement. That said, any rumors of spy photos are unsubstantiated, and no record of trademark filings surrounding the Blazer SS name have been found anywhere. So unless Chevy and GM have just become the most powerful illusionists in history, we're chalking up rumors of a Blazer SS to the greatest urban legend since Momo. Sorry, guys. And amidst an onslaught of defensive rationalization, ranging from cold tires to lack of preparedness, the Corvette ZR1, touted by Chevy as the most powerful Corvette ever, missed a sub-7-minute lap time on the... Yeah, I'm gonna need some help with this one.
Nürburgring Nordschleife.
Yeah, that's it. Earning a quick but not record-breaking time of 7 minutes 4 seconds, leaving it bested by the likes of the Dodge Viper, Porsche P11 GT2 RS, and current record holder, the Lamborghini Aventador SVJ, who earned a time of just under 6 minutes and 45 seconds. and in an oddball story that, if we didn't know better, would have felt like a better fit for April Fool's Day, a Chevy salesman based out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, is suspected in the kidnapping of a disabled customer and subsequent theft of $200,000 from him. The victim, a recent amputee who was awarded a sizable cash settlement, alleges that after purchasing a pickup truck from salesman Daniel Bryant, he was kidnapped, forced to withdraw a total of $200,000 over 2 days' time, held captive within a hotel, and forced to smoke crack cocaine. Police have yet to issue any formal statements due to the continuing nature of the investigation, but as the late Whitney Houston would say,
crack is whack.
June of this summer marks GMC's scheduled production launch of their new Carbon Pro carbon fiber bed for the GMC Sierra 1500 for deliveries beginning in late summer. But the launch for the proprietary bed will be accompanied by a limited edition variant of both the 2019 Sierra Denali and the Sierra AT4 before being rolled out as part of the wider 2020 Sierra lineup. Spec to deliver best-in-class resilience against dents, scratches, and corrosion, the bed weighs approximately 60 pounds, a 25% reduction in weight from traditional steel beds. The bed will also enhance the Sierra's best-in-class cargo volume while working in conjunction with the GMC's new Multi-Pro tailgate. But that's not the only upgrade to be enjoyed in future Sierra models. Following some criticisms that the Sierra's interior was largely indistinguishable from that of its corporate cousin, the Silverado, GMC's VP of marketing shared that the brand was in the process of developing an array of more luxurious features intended to justify the higher price point. And finally, although GM press hasn't been that positive as of late, and acknowledging that awards tend to be a bit subjective, GM has been awarded Partner of the Year honors by Energy Star for sustained excellence in energy management. Credited for having eliminated 1.5 million tons of carbon emissions, GM's commitment to reduction of energy intensity equates to the amount of electricity used to power 260,000 homes for a full year. Well done, GM. Switching gears, Dodge has earned a unique distinction outside of traditional stream of industry awards, having been named the most loved brand on Facebook. Earning a total of 461,187 love reactions across 408 posts in the 2018 calendar year, their recognition might seem arbitrary, but it speaks to the power of social media, the importance of unapologetically on-brand content, and the impassioned nature of Dodge's fan base, especially in regard to their presentation of American muscle. And speaking of American muscle, the Dodge Challenger SRT Demon continues to make a lasting impression after almost 2 years. Down in Merritt Island, Florida, Johnny Bomer Proving Grounds provides a 3-mile runway with 1,000 feet of runoff, making it the perfect place to test high-powered offerings and supercars. Now, the Demon offers a 2.3-second sprint from 0 to 60 and is capable of doing a damn wheelie straight out of the factory. So when they got their hands on one and achieved a top speed of 211 miles an hour, it sounded something like this. And Auto Trader honored the 2019 Ram 1500 by listing it among their picks for the year's best new cars. As explained by executive editor Brian Moody, quote, "The 2019 Ram 1500 is on our list of best new cars this year because it's the best full-size truck you can get. The ride and handling are the best we've ever experienced in a full-size truck. The cab is comfortable and full of useful tech. And yet, the Ram still does all the tough truck stuff everyone expects. We also like Ram's e-torque system that adds usable torque at low speed and functions like a mild hybrid. Sales numbers don't lie. The Ram is on its way up, and this 2019 version is the best I've ever seen," end quote. For the record, I wholly support this recognition, even if my boss, Zach the Raptor King, threatens to fire anyone who considers themselves pro-FCA.
You're fired.
Jumping over to Jeep.
I thought I fired you.
Tim Kaniskis of Jeep North America squashed plenty of hopes by declaring that neither the Wrangler or Gladiator would gain the option of a 707 horsepower supercharged Hellcat V8, simply out of safety concerns. Despite Jeep having teased the Trailcat concept, Kaniskis explains that the engine fits like a glove, but there is no space around the engine, eliminating the crush space required to absorb energy during a crash. That said, we'd have to question the sanity of anyone itching to get behind the wheel of a 707 horsepower Wrangler. For an insider's opinion, we've asked our resident Jeep guy, Brandon, to come and join us. Now, Brandon, would you be interested in taking the kind of risk associated with a 707 horsepower Wrangler?
Yes! You're both fired. Just finish the damn podcast first.
Okay. Speaking of Jeep, they are set to debut 6 concepts at the 53rd annual Moab Safari, taking place in Utah from April 13th to the 21st. Known for offering some of the most challenging and technical off-roading in the country, Jeep's offerings, using FCA's official descriptions, will include
the Jeep Wayout, a fully capable overland concept utilizing the all-new Jeep Gladiator's best-in-class payload to allow for a full rooftop tent and custom canopy. The Jeep Flatbill, extreme 4x4 capability and utility of all new Jeep Gladiator with a playful nod to motocross culture. The Jeep 5/4, resto mod of 1968 Jeep M715 Gladiator-based military vehicle, is a true 4x4 showpiece featuring a blend of vintage and modern chassis and drivetrain components. The Jeep J6 mixes classic Jeep truck styling with concept and production Jeep performance parts and accessories from Mopar. The Jeep JT Scrambler combines retro 1980s era appearance with Jeep performance parts and innovative touches. And finally, the Jeep Gladiator Gravity, rock climber themed trail vehicle courtesy of launch ready Jeep performance parts.
Yes! Didn't I fire you, Brandon?
Yes.
And for the second year in a row, the Alfa Romeo lineup has earned Car and Driver Editor's Choice Awards for their Alfa Romeo Giulia, Giulia Quattrofoglio, and Stelvio Quattrofoglio. According to Car and Driver, the Giulia lineup is credited with reinventing the premium midsize sedan segment with an unprecedented level of Italian design, class-leading performance, state-of-the-art technology, and a true passion for driving. In its line-topping Quattrofoglio trim, the Stelvio continues to highlight Alfa Romeo's performance expertise with best-in-class 505 horsepower and segment-leading V6 torque, powering it from 0 to 60 miles an hour in 3.6 seconds with a top speed of 176 miles an hour. And while we've touched on plenty of exciting headlines related to FCA brands, there are a couple of less endearing headlines to cover before we switch over to the next automaker. First, pending approval by a federal judge, is FCA's agreement to cough up a $110 million settlement after investors took legal action claiming that FCA had falsified information regarding emissions compliance. This is in addition to their settling of a continuing antitrust lawsuit. Having previously defeated claims of racketeering and breach of contract, FCA was accused of pushing dealers to submit fraudulent sales numbers, stacking the deck to create the illusion of a higher share value. Damn it, Zach! You scared the shit out of me! While few other details were made public, the settlement is being described as amicable. And while there may not be the most organic of connections between FCA's powerhouse reputation and that of the more sustainably minded Tesla, the potential of a new relationship, at least in Europe, might shake things up a little. Basically, Tesla is empowered to sell emissions credits to other automakers. And by pooling lineups with Tesla's low emission offerings, the numbers average out significantly lower, making higher emission offerings more palatable by European standards. Purchase of the credits is expected to cost FCA hundreds of millions of dollars. I guess you've got to go green to show green. Is that too much? I can never tell. Mixing things up a bit, let's move over to Toyota, who recently teased their fourth-generation Highlander, which is set to debut later this month at the New York International Auto Show. The enigmatic tease, best described as unconventional, utilized what is being called augmented reality artwork. The camera shot centers around 200 individually hand-painted pieces, suspended in a manner that, when viewed from the right angle, depicts the Highlander's profile. As the reveal begins, the choice of camera angle appears to showcase a nonsensical assortment of nondescript shapes. But as the camera pans over, forced perspective takes over and the Highlander takes form before your very eyes. Certainly an inspired reveal, capable of generating excitement over a vehicle almost old enough to legally drink. And Toyota's investment in a $50 million manufacturing facility in Athens, Tennessee, is slated to add another 400 new jobs producing seat systems. The supplier facility will be located about 30 miles away from the $1.6 billion manufacturing facility, which Toyota and Mazda already have underway. And Lexus has announced the recall of approximately 560 vehicles, specifically 2019 model year Lexus ES, sold in the United States. Centered around faulty deployment of the driver's knee-level airbag, the voluntary recall calls for replacement of the unit at no cost to customers. While notifications will have been sent, 2019 Lexus ES owners interested in confirming whether or not their vehicle is included in the recall can visit toyota.com/recall, enter their VIN number, and be advised accordingly. The inaugural J.D. Power Engineering Awards, presented by the Society of Automotive Engineers, has recognized the all-electric Nissan Leaf as highest-rated vehicle redesign. Acknowledging the 2010 introduction of the original Leaf, the award recognizes Nissan engineers for their ability and willingness to utilize the lessons learned from that vehicle and successfully apply improvements to the redesigned vehicle. To date, over 400,000 Nissan Leafs have been sold globally. April 16th marks the arrival of the 2019 Honda Clarity fuel cell vehicle at select California dealerships. With Honda intending for electrified vehicles to make up two-thirds of their global sales by 2030, the Clarity offers an emissions-free 360 miles of driving range. And in California, it qualifies owners for both a $5,000 state rebate and single-occupant HOV access. Available at the competitive lease price of $379 a month, Honda describes the Clarity fuel cell as a compelling choice for customers who want to be on the leading edge of our low-carbon future. And, at least in the eyes of Car and Driver magazine, the 2019 Honda Passport has bested four competitive offerings from other automakers as part of their meet-in-the-middle comparison. Positioned against the Chevy Blazer, Ford Edge, Nissan Murano, and Hyundai Santa Fe, Car and Driver awarded the Passport highest honors, noting its best 0-60, best quarter mile, best passing time, and best observed fuel economy, explaining that there was, quote, so much winning going on, and stating that the Passport has the most to offer. And the Acura RDX was another of Auto Trader's picks for their best of 2019 list, describing the RDX as a means of silencing anyone accusing Acura of getting bored or forgetting their roots. Closing with a definitive statement of, quote, if this is what Acura has in store for the future, I'm buying. Auto Trader celebrated the consistency of luxury and bold styling, as well as its responsiveness and commendable fuel economy of its turbocharged powertrain. Over at Hyundai, beginning this month, it's going to cost you a little more green to go green. Still not funny or clever or anything. Okay, whatever. Okay, it's just going to cost you more in terms of the nameplate of the moment, the 2019 Kona EV. While price adjustments are nothing new, and certainly nothing exclusive to Hyundai or any automaker for that reason, the EV variant of the Kona has received a $500 bump that prospective buyers should be aware of. And in case you're wondering, no, there have been no equipment changes made. Where there are bound to be some changes, though, is resulting from Hyundai's acquisition of Tyrone Johnson, the former chief engineer on Ford's RS vehicles. Named head of vehicle test and development at Hyundai's Germany-based test and development center, Johnson is among the growing number of impressive names being added to the South Korean automaker's roster, indicating that there are certainly some exciting things to come, even if they may not be entirely tangible for a few more years. And with the NYIAS less than 2 weeks away, it's worth sharing that Hyundai will be on hand to demonstrate their new Digital Key app, slated to first appear in the 2020 Hyundai Sonata. The downloadable smartphone app enables a vehicle to detect a pre-authorized and secure smartphone, allowing the user to lock, unlock, activate panic alert, and start the engine within a range of about 100 feet. Configured to allow for up to 4 users, Digital Key is the product of Hyundai's partnership with Trustonic, a company which offers a multi-layered, industry-recognized cybersecurity approach. And last up in terms of Hyundai-related headlines for the week, the automaker has been defending themselves against a series of claims regarding exploding glass? Well, none of the roughly 61 claims, centered primarily around the Hyundai Tucson and Santa Fe, have been proven, and a government investigation was deactivated, having found no evidence of a defect. Such unpredictability and questionable safety are prompting affected parties to question Hyundai's commitment to customer assurance. And speaking of safety, Mazda has been credited for bringing safety to the forefront thanks to their decision to make their full suite of iActiveSense safety features standard on the 2019 Mazda 6. Previously standard on line-topping trim levels only, the iActiveSense suite includes, okay, deep breath, advanced smart city brake support with pedestrian detection, lane departure warning with lane keep assist, smart brake support, and Mazda radar cruise control with stop and go function, blind spot monitoring with rear cross traffic alert, rear view camera and a new seatbelt reminder indicator for all passengers, automatic on-off headlights, high beam control, rain sensing windshield wiper, and standard LED headlight with auto leveling. And in our opinion, Mazda's marketing team have knocked it out of their park with their Feel Alive brand campaign designed to evoke feelings of sense and wonder. Compelling drivers to dream bigger, the campaign feels like a perfect extension of Mazda's near-flawless reinvention of themselves in recent years, creating one of the most emotionally sound design philosophies in the entire segment. But that's just my opinion. And members of the Teslarati are likely to have welcomed the news of a bipartisan electric car-friendly bill having been introduced by U.S. lawmakers. Called the Driving America Forward Act, the bill would extend a $7,000 tax credit entitlement across an additional 400,000 vehicles, regardless of automaker association, in addition to current tax credit allowances already in place. The proposition, expected to cost around $11.4 billion, would also aim to extend the hydrogen fuel cell credit through 2028. Volkswagen has the EV-focused media in a tailspin after filing to reserve a large number of EV-focused names open for use in the branding of vehicles, batteries, chargers, and any other proprietary components that could be associated with their EV initiatives. And while some might still call such efforts ironic in light of certain emission scandals, hint, hint, the Volkswagen Group is pushing the pro-electric agenda through Audi's Not For You campaign for the Audi e-tron SUV. The introductory television spot has some real fun at the expense of anti-electrification naysayers, challenging certain uninformed misconceptions about EV offerings.
I know what you're thinking. Electric, it's not for you. And you're probably right. Electric just doesn't have enough range. It will never survive the winter. Everyone knows water and electricity don't mix. No more hanging out here either. Charging stations? Good luck finding one of those. Electric just can't keep up. So, maybe an electric car isn't for you after all. Or is it?
And if you picked up on our subtle hint of emission scandals, VW, along with BMW and Daimler, have been charged with collusion by German prosecutors, looking to prove that the automakers attempted to block the introduction of more effective diesel and emission technologies. Each automaker has confirmed that they intend to fight these charges by every legal means possible. But on a more positive note, Porsche claims to be positioned for success when it comes to sustainability by reducing their CO2 emissions by 75% over the last 5 years, despite an 82% increase in production. In a formal statement from Porsche management, the automaker stated, quote, "We at Porsche are aware of our responsibility in terms of environmental and climate protection," unquote. A statement which seems to be validated by their self-proclaimed quest to build a zero-impact factory with CO2-neutral offerings like the Taycan serving as the initial blueprint. And wrapping things up for the week, here's another reminder that we have Auto Shanghai slated to kick off next week, running from April 16th to the 25th, overlapped in part by the New York International Auto Show, running from the 19th to the 28th. That said, there will inevitably be plenty of reveals, teases, and concepts floating around at both shows, in addition to all the everyday automotive news stories, and we'll be back next week to cover all of them for you. Unless, of course, Zach was serious about me being fired, but
I was completely serious.
All right. In the meantime, say hi to your mom for me.